Taking a look first at your news for the hour. As part of the recognition of America's 250th anniversary, the Frankenmuth Women's Club will be hosting a special celebration. From 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, May the 24th, there will be a flag retirement ceremony followed by a flag raising ceremony. According to the U.S. Flag Code, a worn, tattered, or faded American flag must be destroyed in a dignified way. The preferred method is by burning. That event will be at the Palmer Shaw Plaza Bandshell in Memorial Park. The event will include patriotic music, and each branch of the military service will also be there, along with first responders. Participants should bring their own lawn chair to the free event, which will be conducted rain or shine. And another news for today. During Monday's meeting of the Elkland Village Council, some attention was called to certain dates. DPW Superintendent Lonnie Schultz noted that spring cleanup days are coming up, and a dumpster will be placed at the end of York Street on May 15th, 16th, and 17th. Schultz also reported paving should begin on Monday, May 18th, but that does depend on the weather. He also noted that new mulch was spread at the playscape, and spring hydrant flushing should be scheduled soon. During the meeting, Trustee Agnes Kaczynski pointed out that Ackerman Park is being used heavily nearly every day of the week, and that the Adult Farm League soccer is played on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, and they are looking for sponsors and new players. Also, she explained that the Elkton Lions Kids Day and soccer tournament are both scheduled for May the 30th. After a discussion, the council adopted the Elkton Summer Recreation Program manual as presented in the packet, allowing for any and all State of Michigan camp licensing unit updates needed during the state review process. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
This is Greg Alexander, dues-paying member of Abate Region 7 and one of your state representatives. As we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States, it's worth remembering that freedom always comes with responsibility. And that includes the responsibility we share on Michigan roads. Every year, riders across our state are injured or killed simply because someone didn't take the extra second to look twice. As motorcycle season returns, I'm asking all drivers, put the distractions down, check your mirrors, look left, look right, and look left again. That simple habit saves lives. To my fellow riders, gear up, ride smart, and make yourself seen. We all want to get home safely. Abate has spent decades fighting for education, awareness, and the rights of Michigan motorcyclists. Safety isn't just our mission. It's a responsibility of every driver and every rider on the road. As we mark 250 years of American independence, let's honor that legacy by protecting one another. Look twice, save a life. Motorcycles are everywhere.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, State Representative Greg Alexander will host constituent office hours in the 98th House District in the coming days. On Monday, May the 18th, from 9 to 10 a.m., he will be at the Marlette Township Hall at 6725 Airport Road in Marlette. On Friday, May the 29th, Alexander will be at the Huron County Memorial Airport at 352 Thompson Road in Bad Axe from 9 to 10 a.m., and then later that same day, he will be at the Sandusky Airport at 1213 North Sandusky Road in Sandusky from 11 a.m. to noon. Appointments are not necessary. Those who are unable to attend but still want to speak with Representative Alexander can still contact his office directly by calling 1-517-373-1791. Or emailing him at gregalexander@house.mi.gov. During those meetings, Alexander will provide a legislative update as well as answer any questions from the attendees. And another news for today. It was announced that two Thumb counties have received funding from the Michigan Horse Racing Advisory Commission. Huron County's Fair Association in Bad Axe was awarded $15,000 for track maintenance, and the Tuscola County Fair Association of Caro received $23,500 for their track maintenance. Overall, the Michigan Horse Racing Advisory Commission awarded a total of $125,000 to support six projects within the state. The Equine Grant Program was established by the Horse Racing Law of 1995 and is supported by the Horse Racing Advisory Commission to provide grants. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Wednesday, May the 13th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.